Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 27th day of April 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. He predicted it with precision. It's now happening. Porter Stansberry will be joining us, economic researcher and journalist, in the last 30 minutes to talk about the massive acceleration in the decline of the dollar. Lord Christopher Monckton will pop in for 30 minutes in the middle of the next hour to continue to break down the moves towards global government, because we ran out of time last week. Philip J. Berg, the lawyer, who, if you got to pick one person to be the father of the birther movement, it's Philip J. Berg. He's joining us coming up in the next segment. Mancal Muller, also scheduled to be popping in later in the hour to give us his brief take on things, and Webster Griffin Tarpley. Obviously, Donald Trump, big Democratic Party donor, globalist, penny stock man, eminent domain lover, gun grabber, socialist healthcare supporter, being worshipped by Republicans right now, just looking for somebody with slick talk to save them, just like you look for slick talk with Obama to save you. They're all puppets, and I have said here on air repeatedly that I think it's another Ross Perot-type situation to take votes away from a person like Ron Paul or somebody else if the system doesn't like them. And so another third-party candidate like Bloomberg, who can self-finance, could also do that on the left if they want him to. And he's basically a spoiler in there. This is a guy who gives big money to Chuckie Schumer, all of it. And the way he was having a press conference about the birther issue, and then, boom, Obama comes out smiling like the Cheshire Cat, saying, oh, hey, we're releasing this information now. Knowing full well there will now be a huge debate about the photo, not even a scan. It's a photo. You can see that with the shadows and the lettering. We've had our Photoshop people look at it. It's a photo of whatever this is. So it'll keep the controversy going. It'll only intensify it. I've got a lot of questions about it. But as I've always said, two things are going on here. We don't know which one. But we do know they've been covering up his college records, his childhood records, his Indonesian records. We know he did change his name to Barry Sotero. We know he did become an Indonesian citizen, and there's statements to that effect, but they've erased those documents, and that would make it where he wasn't eligible. So they're busy distracting us with the birth certificate, as Wayne Madsen said here in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast yesterday. Investigative journalist, he said, I believe that he was born in Hawaii, but that there is a cover-up going on. So two things are happening. We know there's a cover-up. Was there a cover-up because he wasn't born in Hawaii? Or was there a cover-up because they don't want the other records looked at? And within those two points, were they covering it up to create this non-issue distraction later? And an example of that, to boil it down and make it simple, Ken Starr and the tens of millions they spent going after Clinton wasn't for missile secrets, wasn't for murders, wasn't for corruption and for bribery and Whitewater and Arkansas and the rest of it. It was for Monica Lewinsky and the lies, the special prosecutor, the court case. Because a sexual case with Paula Jones or with Monica Lewinsky, that can be limited just to Bill Clinton. But when you've got all these other dirty hands of the Republicans involved and Rumsfeld transferring nuclear reactors to North Korea and Clinton involved, you can't have investigations about all that and espionage against this country by the globalists, transferring us deeper into the world government, getting rid of Glass-Steagall, all complicit with both parties' leadership. But if it's about sex, then you can go after Clinton with a big political diversion just on that issue and then make all the other crimes of the rest of the government be all about Clinton and put it on Clinton. Not that Clinton's a good guy, but he's a puppet, a birdcage liner that they wanted to then put all the blame on to put a new one in, George Herbert Walker Bush, and then Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Sotero. So that's what's happening here. We'll break it all down, jam-packed transmission today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is the 27th day of 2011 on this Wednesday edition. Bernanke is set in a few hours to give a speech dealing with QE2, QE3. The mainstream media and analysts, Bloomberg, Fox, CNN, they're all saying, oh, yeah, $7 a gallon gas by next year, $5 a gallon of gas later in the year here. It's now a foregone conclusion. They're now admitting it's because of dollar devaluation. They're now admitting the stock market's going up because it takes more dollars to buy those stocks. Just like gold is going up, silver's going up, oil's going up. They're not actually going up. The dollar is going down. So you think your stock market's worth more. You think your dollar still has the same value. As this situation unfolds, we're going to be breaking it down here later in the broadcast. We're not going to let this whole birth certificate issue completely take over, but obviously it's important. Now, in the last 3 years, Webster Tarpley, Phil Berg, and a lot of other people who I know are serious investigators have said that, well, there's a cover-up going on of the birth certificate. It was first raised by Clinton, Hillary. He wouldn't release it then. And then it's been raised by many others. Then they released the certificate receipt, which is not the original birth certificate, and they tend to basically bait the issue by saying, no, this is the official birth certificate. People said, no, it's not. They said, yes, it is. That went on for 2 years. Now, about 6 months ago, they said, okay, it isn't the original. Release it, Obama. Now they've released another one that we've looked at that is a clear photo, not a scan, and I've had our Photoshop folks look at it. It's got a shadow on it. There's white around the letters and numbers. It's as if they want people to say this is fake. I mean, the CIA, if they did make a fake, they can make fake newscasts, fake Bin Laden videos. They could put something out better than this. So more and more, I think it's a complete psyop, and that they held this back regardless of what the truth is to later make it the seminal issue of his credibility. Not the wars, the torture, the signing statements, the secrecy, the executive orders, the corruption, the banker bailouts, the government-run health care, the nightmare of tyranny that we're witnessing, the QE2, the dollar devaluation. It's all about the birth certificate. It's like with Clinton, it was all about Monica Lewinsky, not missile secrets to the communist Chinese. They love to pick issues like this. Now, he certainly has been covering it up. So either he covered it up to later make it a political issue when he released it, or he's wanted to hide something, and they've now had 2.5 years to fake this, but it's a very shoddy fake if it is a fake. I mean, they've got forensic experts looking at it right now, and for the next 25 minutes or so, we've got Eric Mancow Muller, who's been saying this is a staged event, a setup that we've been suckered into for years. He's going to be popping in to get his view on that. We've got Phil J. Berg, who was the former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, big NAACP guy, liberal, early on just said, show the birth certificate. They've erased records in Kenya. They've frozen his college records here. Trump's now saying release those. The point is, did they cover it up to make it a political issue later and try to discredit those of us that looked at it? Or are these fakes? And he joins us. ObamaCrimes.com is the website. And we've got a clip of Obama very pleased with himself today out there, breaking in, taking over the TV networks. They claimed it was all impromptu. It was clearly scripted. Trump's out there giving a press conference at the very time they break in. I mean, this is wag the dog type stuff. We're going to try to decipher it. Philip J. Berg joining us from his law offices in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Phil, what do you think's going on here?
Well, even if it is a legit birth certificate, I've raised the issue for over 2 years that that's not the significant part here. Significant is the fact that he was adopted in Indonesia.
That's right. I mean, on record, you've been like a broken record here on this show and others saying, look, it's the Indonesia. That's the issue. They want us to look at the birth. Wayne Madsen said that yesterday. Look at the birth certificate. You knew they were hiding something going back 3 years ago. And 2 years ago, you said, look, it's Indonesia.
When I first filed my first lawsuit, August 21st, 2008, I said to Obama, prove me wrong. Show me your long-form birth certificate. He didn't, so we started checking into his life. And then we found out, I mean, it's right there. In one of his books, he mentions his parents are divorced. He says, my stepfather, Lolo Sotoro, returned to Indonesia before my mother and I. When I went there, I immediately went to school. Well, in the 1960s, Indonesia was at war. The only ones who could go to school there were those that were considered natural born. You also got that status by being adopted or acknowledged by your stepfather. Now, to enforce the stepfather, it's in his book. Also, we have a school record on our website, ObamaCrimes.com, which indicates his name is Barry Sotoro, which indicates that his nationality is Indonesia and his religion is Islam, which is Muslim. Now, that's significant because if he hasn't legally changed his name after being adopted, his real name is Barry Sotoro. So this is just, as far as I'm concerned, a smokescreen. I was on a radio interview this morning. Someone said, oh, Phil, now you're reaching for straws. I'm not reaching for straws. For 2 years, over 2 years, I've raised the issue of the adoption. It's a major issue. When he came back at age 10 to Hawaii, what was his status? If he was natural born, when he was adopted in Indonesia, he lost his status because Indonesia did not provide for dual citizenship back in the 1960s. For dual citizenship, you need both countries to agree and Indonesia did not agree with the United States until 2005.
Well, Phil, let me stop you briefly, and we're going to hold you, you know, for a couple segments and have Tarpley, Webster Tarpley, pop in with his view to augment and add to the debate. We've got Mancal Muller popping in a little bit later, syndicated radio host. My issue is something corrupt is going on here. The way they wouldn't release it for 3 years, going way back into the campaign, the way they released this receipt of it that also had a lot of issues with it and kept saying this is the long form. We know they lied about that. It was almost like they were baiting the hook the whole time. But we know that private corporations, intelligence agencies, you name it, can make really good fakes of anything they want, including fake newscasts, fake video. They can shoot video of a few seconds of you and then morph it with computer programs that are almost two decades old. My question here is, looking at this new long form birth certificate, it looking at it in Photoshop blown up, I mean, it looks like a 5-year-old did it. It looks fake. If they were going to put a fake out, it would be better than this. Something's going on here.
Well, we'll have to take a look at it. I'm looking for the response from the forensic people. The key you have to look at is the doctor's name and the doctor's signature. I'm sure that matches up, but it wouldn't put anything past me, because you have to remember, for, as you stated, for the past 2.5 years, they've been saying that the document they put up was the birth certificate. It was not. So if they were lying about that, they could be lying about this. But even, I don't care what it is, even more significant is the fact he was adopted. When he went to Occidental College, people remember calling him Barry. His legal name is Barry Sotoro. If he hasn't legally changed his name, his name is Barry Sotoro. And as far as I'm concerned, Obama is a fraud. And he's a phony, and it's the biggest hoax against the United States of America in over 234 years. And I'm not going to stop on this. I'm going to continue. Now, many other attorneys have pursued different actions over the years. I believe I'm the only one, the only attorney in the country who has brought up the adoption issue. And I think it's significant, and I think that's why my phone's ringing off the hook today. Everyone wants an interview. I was interviewed overseas already by the Guardian in England and other places.
Well, Phil, to stop you again just inject the wider spectrum here, this has gone from a backwater issue that you going back almost 3 years ago, and I want you to give us that timeline, brought forward. You were the first from my research and have filed lawsuits. You've been credible. You've been focused. You haven't circulated some of the fake reports that have been out there purporting to be his foreign birth certificates. But we know that people like Dr. Corsi, he's been detained when he goes to Kenya. We know a lot of this started when the grandma over there said, yes, he was born here, and they've got a statue over there. And then Michelle Obama comes out and says in speeches years ago that we went back to Kenya, his home country. So there's all of this going on. It's reasonable to ask these questions. It was unreasonable for him to not release this earlier. So something's very suspicious. But now it's one of the biggest issues in the country. Donald Trump surged in the polls when he covered it. USA Today poll yesterday, 62% not believing he was born in this country, not sure. And so when he said in his speech today, the vast majority of Americans know that this is baloney, this may be desperation. This may be a fake document. I think they miscalculated. I think this is going to blow up even bigger, Phil.
Well, I think so, and it should. But also we should, as we're looking at that birth certificate, we should really concentrate on the adoption issue. It's really significant. I had an argument with an immigration attorney last year. He wouldn't buy the argument about with Obama. I said, let's ask about the children from Haiti being adopted here in the United States. He said, oh, that's easy. They sever all relationships with the people in Haiti. They take on the name of the family here in the United States, and they take on the citizenship here in this country. Well, I said, then why is that different with Obama? He said, it's different. It's not different. Obama is a fraud. Let's see all the records now when he came through an immigration at age 10. Let's see what happened. See, I really believe that he came through on his Indonesia passport. I believe he's not natural born. I believe he's not naturalized. I think he's an illegal alien, and therefore his term as a U.S. senator from Illinois was fraud, and the salary and benefits should be returned to the U.S. Treasury.
We're going to come back from breaking and with Mancal Muller get your view on some of the statements that he makes and vice versa. And then we've also got Webster Griffin Tarpley popping in a little bit with Phil Berg in the segment after that. And we'll be holding you to about 45 after or so. Phil, is that good?
That's fine. That's fine. Okay. I'll stay with you as long as you want.
All right, fantastic. I also want to talk about where your court cases are going. You know, the issue here is Obama has lived all over the world. He's got at least two other names that are in school records. We've never seen a president with these type of clampdowns on records. And why wouldn't he release it years ago? And now it's a big national issue. I mean, is the system pushing this because it's a nice diversion from other things that are happening, like the dollar imploding, gas prices exploding? Or is there something to
it? Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
All right, Eric Mancow Mueller, big syndicated host on WABC in New York. He doesn't like Obama, but I've been on his show for many years, and going back over 2 years, he said he thinks it's a setup not by folks that are asking the questions, but overall, Obama hasn't released it playing along because he doesn't want you looking at the rest of his record. But we've got the original investigator, Phil J. Berg, who himself is a Democrat and was just asking the questions here with us. And I can attest, you can pull the videos and audio up. Phil Berg's been saying for really more than 2 years, Indonesia is the issue. And they admit his name's Barry Sotero. Well, you had to give up your citizenship to become an Indonesian citizen. And so we know there's been secrecy. Is that why they've tried to keep everything secret? But I got to say, man, Cal, imagine there I was live on your show today for an hour and a half. And while I'm live with you at about 9:30, the president cuts in over Donald Trump. The whole thing clearly staged. The network's all ready. I don't know if Trump's involved in this, but you had the point that Trump's a big Democratic donor. The numbers are out. He does favor Democrats. Is he trying to throw things here? You're on the air with Phil Berg, Mantel. What's your take on this?
Well, Alex, I've got a lot to say. Look, I voted for Ross Perot, and Ross Perot was a loser. I think what we're seeing here, look, it's so incredible. You and I are doing our little dance. We're arguing. All of a sudden, Donald's on TV. We're listening to it. And then Obama comes on and says, I was at the White House watching this, and I had to jump on TV. Imagine this. Jumping on TV, all the networks broke into Donald Trump. Not to say that we had gone to war or that we had been attacked, but he was watching it. He couldn't take it anymore, and he came out with his birth certificate. I mean, it's a powerful thing. This birther issue, to me, has always felt like a setup, as I said. But look, now Obama has given a major boost and major credibility to Donald Trump. I wonder if they're not setting Donald Trump up to be the spoiler. He will siphon off enough Republican votes. That stiff Mitt Romney will be a dead duck, and he'll split the vote, and Obama will be back in the White House. It does feel like this president wants desperately to have Donald Trump run against him because they think, maybe they're wrong, they think that he's an easy one to beat.
Well, he's got a lot of skeletons and a lot of skeletons that are already out of the closet. That is Trump. Obama does not want to run on his record. So there's two ways to look at it. They kept this secret for so long, have acted very suspicious because something was there. I mean, what about him going back 2 years ago saying that the receipt of the birth certificate, and we'll put that on screen, was the birth certificate, and they'd say you were a conspiracy theorist if you pointed out that, no, that's not the long form. And again, we'll put that on screen. And then now they do release the long form. I mean, Mancal, how long did they do that?
Well, what did you just say, a couple of years? I mean, Phil Berg, I've been following Phil here, and it's not my show, Alex, but, I mean, here's what I wondered. I always wondered if the real birth certificate would list him as a Muslim. That's what I thought. I don't know. Phil, I mean, does this end this issue for Phil?
Phil.
This is not nice talking to you. This is Phil Berg. No, it doesn't end the issue. I think many other attorneys in the country dealt with just the birth certificate issue. From over 2 years ago, I brought up the issue of the adoption in Indonesia. And when he's adopted, he loses his status of whatever he had. So if he was natural born, once you're adopted in another country, Indonesia did not provide for dual citizenship back in the 1960s. He lost his status. The greatest status he could have now is naturalized. I don't even think he's naturalized. I think he's, believe it or not, an illegal alien, and therefore his term as United States Senator from Illinois was fraud. And hopefully people will zero in on that issue.
Wow.
And obviously, if you can't be a U.S. Senator, you
but
can't
Phil,
be president.
What about the issue of them for 2 years plus saying that the certificate of live birth, all they released was this computer printout and told us we were conspiracy theorists? In fact, we'll show folks a document cam shot. They kept saying that this was the original and we were conspiracy theorists. Now today, they released this. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it just shows there are a bunch of liars there. Also significant, as far as I'm concerned, on both documents, is his race. His race is listed as African. African was not a race in 1961. You were either black or Negro back in 1961. You weren't African. I mean, that's why people have to look carefully at what these documents say.
But they've got experts that know how to fake a document. They can create fake newscasts if they want. That's what I'm saying. Why does this thing... So you're saying you question the provenance of this birth certificate?
Absolutely. And, you know, why didn't they release it 2.5 years ago?
All right, I want to get Eric Mancow Muller of Mancow.com's take on that. Phil Berg's take on that. On the other side, of course, ObamaCrimes.com. We're going to be breaking it all down. Mancow, stay there. Phil Berg, stay there. I want to get a little bit more from you, Mancow. Then we'll bring Webster Griffin Tarpley, another researcher, into Obama's Providence with
Phil Berg.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Discussions. I was just back there listening to Chuck. He was saying, it's amazing that he's not going to be talking about national security. I would not have the networks breaking in if I was talking about that, Chuck, and you know it. as many of you have been briefed, we provided additional information today about the site of my birth. Now, this issue has been going on for two and a half years now. I think it started during the campaign. And I have to say that over the last 2.5 years, I have watched with amusement. I've been puzzled at the degree to which this thing just kept on going. We've had every official in Hawaii, Democrat and Republican, every news outlet that has investigated this confirmed that, yes, in fact, I was born in Hawaii August 4th, 1961,
okay.
In the Kilauea Hospital.
So there you have it. The whole video's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, everywhere else. All I know is for two-plus years, all they gave us was this receipt of it, and they claimed this was a birth certificate and that we were conspiracy theorists. Now they release this. And one of the original researchers into this, Phil J. Berg, joins us. Syndicated radio host Eric Mancow Muller also joins us. Webster Tarpley coming up in about 10 minutes. And Mr. Berg is getting more intel in from his forensic team that's looking at this. Right before the break, Mr. Berg, and I'm going to get Mancow's take on this in a moment, you came out and said that the preliminary points are coming out and that you're now questioning the provenance of this birth certificate. You're saying this could be a phony.
Well, it could be, but, you know, even if it, let's assume for a minute it's not a phony. The issue then is he's adopted in Indonesia, and that changes his status. He would no longer be natural born, he would be naturalized, and naturalized, you cannot be president of the United States. You know, when you heard Obama, he made like a big joke about this. I've been watching this for 2.5 years. Yeah, but you also spent like $2 million fighting all our lawsuits. Why didn't you release this information? Why didn't you grant discovery in any of these cases? Because if you granted discovery, we could have gotten this birth certificate, but also we could have gotten your adoption records and all your other records. When he went to school in California, Occidental, people called him Barry. His legal name, I believe, is Barry Sotoro. If he hasn't legally changed it, every time he uses Barack Hussein Obama, that's fraud.
All right, stop right there, Phil, because I want to go back to Mancow and get his take, and then I'll continue with you after Mancow goes. But that's a good point that Phil has. Why did they spend $2 million fighting Phil Berg's lawsuits and millions fighting other lawsuits? Why didn't he just release this, Mancow?
Well, and why didn't they just give it to Hillary? I think this is a false flag kind of situation. I don't know if it's a forgery. And look, Alex, you're not going to be able to understand what I'm talking about sitting in Austin, Texas. You and Kinky Friedman are the only and a couple of singers, the only people that I know in Austin. Let me say this. I live in the inner city. When I was a baby, my mother had to clutch me at her chest, and my brothers, they had to hide because of the groups that were going. We lived in Memphis when MLK was shot, when Martin Luther King Jr. was shot. I was in the riots, and you can see me all over the CNN footage when Rodney King was beaten, and it was terrifying. Now, you're going to come out and tell America that their first black president isn't eligible, and I live in the inner city with two children? My God, our cities will burn. I think they're all too afraid to admit what this guy is. And I also want to say, I found it sickening. Did you listen to all the media people, all the reporters, so-called reporters, as he says, news outlets? And let me finish on this, Alex, before you cut me off. I love the president sitting there laughing with all these reporters. Did you hear him chuckling? You just played it. And
yes.
I'd like to throttle Chuck Todd, Chucky Todd, and the rest of them. Let's think about this. They push through. We can't have light bulbs. We have to have these new toxic curlicue light bulbs made by GE. GE makes $14 billion and gives a lot of money to the dummy craps and Obama. They own NBC. We have no news. They pay no taxes on $14 billion, General Electric. We all have to get their new curly Q light bulbs, and then Chucky Todd and Brian Williams and all of them sit there and chuckle. We don't get the real news. It's so confusing.
Well, Mancow, in your gut.
Al-Qaeda in Libya. I mean, what's happening? There is a dark undercurrent going on. There is something sinister happening. And, what is it about this guy? And look, Donald Trump, they're setting him up to be a candidate. I think Obama, so that makes me nervous. I think Obama wants to run against Trump. But you know, Trump has brought up some interesting things. Alex, I guarantee people would know you from Austin, Texas Elementary. They know me. Why doesn't anybody remember this guy as a kid? What is his history?
Well, Mancow, let me shift gears back. Let me shift gears back because I interrupted you trying to get in there. You are now starting to look at the fact that Sky Television headline, Al-Qaeda operative that killed troops, worked for British intelligence. They now admit that the head of the 7/7 bombings in London was British intelligence. Anwar al-Awlaki hiding out at the Pentagon, yeah. Fox News, and now al-Qaeda being the core of the Libyan rebels. I'm glad that you're starting to turn the corner on that.
Alex, here's what I know, and it's the foundation of everything, and you know it, and you've used it to great success. And let's tell the people this is all they need to know when they watch the news or go to school or talk to their wife or talk to their boss or talk to whoever. It's a four-letter F word, and it's fear. And people in power have always used it. If you don't do what we say, you're going to go to hell. If you don't do what I say, I'm going to take your apartment and raise your kids with another man. If you don't do what I say, we're going to audit you. And this government uses fear. They use a boogeyman. Right now they're using the boogeyman of al-Qaeda. And do I think there are radical Muslims? Of course, yeah. I visited the Middle East. Boy, are they primitive kooks. But they keep stoking the fires. They keep creating this fear. My God, we may be going into our fourth war in Syria. And we've lost thousands of our young men and women, and we haven't gotten a drop of oil. It's insanity. It's madness. Now we're giving body armor and training to al-Qaeda in Libya.
Yeah. Yeah,
al-Qaeda, the same people that bombed us on 9/11. We let 500 hardcore terrorists go. Don't tell me America didn't know about that. We let 500 of them go. We've let how many of them go from Guantanamo on purpose? Yeah, I think we have to create an enemy. We have to have fear, because when people are afraid, they give up their rights. They give up their freedoms. Look at the way we're allowing our children to be molested at the airports by these TSA thugs. We're allowing our bodies to be filled with radiation because we're afraid. We're afraid. Not me. I don't have fear. You can rewire your brain, folks. Don't buy into their fear. Don't buy into their propaganda.
Sure, but going back, Mancow, I like your little backhanded comment, because I was ranting at you today, and that's cute, that I've used fear to great effect.
I have, brother, you didn't hear what I said. I'm saying that you're telling people about the fear. I'm not talking about you.
No, but going back, I want to say something. I do use fear, because when I'm afraid of something, when I'm concerned about taxes going up or open borders or stage terror, I come and tell people. So I'm saying, when you're at the edge of a cliff and you're hanging out over it, fear is a good thing when it's proper. I'm saying they orchestrate fear to manipulate people, and we need to understand that most of the things they try to make us scared of, like terrorism, aren't really that dangerous per capita, because you have more people dying from a honeybee sting every year than you do from terrorism. But in closing, Mancow, give us your website and also any final questions for Alex, Phil Berg.
Alex, listen. Look, they use fear to manipulate us. If they wanted to beat these radical Muslims, guess what we would do? We would send our soldiers over there and we would kill them. End of story. We're not allowing our soldiers to kill them. When we catch them, we're letting them go. They want this fear, and when America is afraid, we give up our freedoms and we allow this kind of tyranny. And my only question for Phil Berg is he secretly working for Hillary Clinton? My website is mancow.com. I'm going to be listening, Alex. You have a great show. Thank you.
All right, you too. Well, that was a curveball from Eric Mancow Mueller. Phil Berg, your view on that question.
Well, first off, I'm not working secretly for Hillary Clinton. I did support her during the election, but very minor. I mean, I think I gave her $200 or $300, nowhere near the limit that you could give of in the thousands of dollars or $35,000, whatever the number is. I didn't even have a lawn sign on my house for her. I did this because I'm a lifelong Democrat, and people say, how can you attack the Democratic Party? I did this because there's nothing more important than our U.S. Constitution. And that's what I'm fighting for. And Obama has walked all over the Constitution. If you think about it, Arnold Schwarzenegger, people have talked to for 10, 15 years about running for president. And what's he say? He says, I was born in Austria, amend the Constitution. Obama hasn't said anything. And for him to come out laughing and joking today on this issue, it's ridiculous. You know, it's not a joking issue. But more significant is his status. And again, it's from his book. You know, it's his status of being adopted in Indonesia. And I'm going to pursue my efforts here. I could use money if people want to make a contribution. We've been the only one, I believe, in the last 2.5 years focused on the adoption issue. Some people are saying, well, I've gotten calls today. They say, well, it shows his father is British, therefore he can't be natural born. I don't buy that argument. I buy the argument that you deal with the facts at the time.
Doesn't your mother just have to be natural born? And then, and of course, the laws have since changed. But at that time in the 60s, did you, you had to be born in the country, though, even if one of your parents was an American, or they had to be a certain age. What were the specifics?
The specifics were husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, even today, traveling around anywhere around the world. If both are U.S. citizens, the child born, when it comes back to immigration, that child is considered natural born. The problem you get into is if only one parent is a U.S. citizen. And we raised that point that if she was born in Kenya, and I still have the recording from her step-grandmother, who said she was in the hospital when he was born there, August 4th, 1961. If only one parent is a U.S. citizen, then you take the U.S. citizen, and that person had to live in this country for 10 straight years, and five of those years had to be after the age of 14. 14 and 5 was 19. She was only 18. So if he was born in Kenya, which I still believe he was, then the mother could not convey natural-born status. And some people say, Phil or Mr. Berger, you're playing on technicality. I said, I'm not playing on technicality. Congress established that rule. I think the rule today is if you're 15 plus 2 years. But Congress establishes that for natural-born status. So there's some real questions here. I guess the first thing we have to look at is the hospital, the doctor, see if the doctor was on staff, see what they did. But it was interesting in Maya Satora, his half-sister last week, when she was interviewed, Pierce Morgan blew it because he said he didn't answer the question, how come in two different interviews you said your brother was born in two different locations? So we have to take a look at this document. Again, I don't care what this document really is. If ultimately it's valid, he loses his status when he's adopted in Indonesia.
But you've got a big research network out there. Since we've been on the air together the last 40 minutes, you've pointed out that it says race of father African. At the time, they would say they would use other terms. I believe you're correct there, and we've also blown it up. There's white around all the words, both the signed written text and the typewriter printing. This is very bizarre, and this is a riddle wrapped in an enigma. I want to bring Webster Griffin Tarpley in, who you know well, doctorate of history, researcher, economist, who's also been looking at this very closely, Genesis host, who every Saturday has you do an update. Webster, what's your preliminary view on what's happening here?
Well, first of all, this shows that agitation can lead to results, and people who think that the federal government is beyond their reach should now think again. Obama did not want to reveal this, and now he's been forced to reveal whatever he has revealed. I think the first step is, as Phil has been suggesting, we need to see a detailed analysis of this, forgeries. Is it fabricated? Is it real? What's with the name of the doctor? What if these people are still alive, can they provide some enlightenment? As Phil also points out, the really big question is the naturalization of Barack Hussein Obama, if that really is his name, in Indonesia as Barry Sotoro, the son of Lolo Sotoro, or Sotero, who was the guy that his mother married, and therefore he is, by all accounts, has became at that point a naturalized citizen of Indonesia. I would also extend a broader standard. If you want to be president, it means that you want to get your hand on the thermonuclear button. That gives you life or death power over virtually everybody in the United States and many people in the world. At that point, there is no private sphere. We want to see everything. We want to see his records from the prep school, Punahou, in Hawaii. We want to see the Occidental College records. We want to see the Columbia University records. We have this guy, Wayne Root, who says that he was in that year at Columbia. He's asked all the alumni. Nobody ever heard of Obama in that graduating class. We want to see the Harvard story. We want to see his tax returns. We want to see his records at this Business International Corporation, which is a notorious CIA front as long as it existed. We want to see his State Department file regarding the visas and trips that he took. For example, did he go to Pakistan early on with a couple of schoolmates? And
by the way, Webster, you're going to be in studio for an hour and a half Friday with us here in town, breaking this down as we work on a documentary film together. But my big issue here is, folks, they've been covering up his whole record like never before with anybody else in American politics. They wouldn't release this. They said that the receipt of a certificate was the certificate, played dumb about it. Now they've released a supposed long form. Does anybody in their right mind think that if he was really born in Kenya, that they wouldn't produce a fake birth certificate now because 62% of the American people don't believe he was born here in the USA Today poll that came out yesterday? Does anyone think when the government's been caught forging documents, making fake newscasts, that they are not capable of this? Webster Tarpley, then we'll get Phil Berg's take on that.
They've been lying the whole time. And the interesting thing is now you see what a real birth certificate might look like if this is authentic. That's a big if. You see that it's typewritten. It has signatures on there in pen and ink. It's got a whole series of about 20 to 25 categories of information.
Where are the feet?
That's what we were demanding the whole time. Yes, there's that too. Some states have it. I guess some states don't. The authenticity of that document now has to be established by experts in...
By the way, notice it's not a scan, so experts could do that properly. It's a photo. You can see it curving. It's a photo. That's even more suspicious.
All right. All of those things have to come out in the wash. But again, the further dimension, what's with Indonesia? And again, the standard has to be, you want your finger on the thermonuclear button, great. We get to know everything. And this applies to everybody. It applies to Obama, anybody running for president, anybody and everybody running for president.
Well, we know to join the FBI, you've got to give them the long-form birth certificate. Let's get final comments from Phil Berg, Webster Tarpley, then your phone calls coming up.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're going to going to be taking your phone calls coming up in the next hour. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I'd like to get your take on the birth certificate question. That's the topic. Please only call in on that subject because I really want to focus in on that. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us today. We're talking to Attorney Phil Berg and Webster Griffin Tarpley, really two of the first people that I heard ever question the birth certificate after the Clinton people did. And they've certainly been covering it up. $2 million spent blocking Phil Berg. All I know is the media needs to answer for this. All of them that said that he'd released his long form when it was this receipt computer printout itself that folks, experts said was as fake as a $3 bill. And now this, or is there a bigger psyop that they put out more fake stuff to keep the controversy going? Not that it's not a controversy and not important, but compared to dollar plunging and everything else, it's kind of like going after Clinton for sex instead of missile secrets. Final comment on that, Webster Griffin Tarpley, then I want to get Phil Berg's take.
I think the overriding issue is the blackmail issue, and the blackmail issue subsumes the things that you're mentioning. You have to imagine if Obama is really not constitutionally qualified, if he was naturalized into Indonesia, or if this birth certificate is a fake, he is blackmailable. Why did he reverse his field on bombing Libya? He told Senator Lugar 48 hours before the bombing, there will be no military action against Libya. Then he turns around and does it. Does British intelligence, for example, have proof that he was born in Kenya? All of these questions. That's why we have to know everything. Because if the president is blackmailable, he can't be president, and that impacts every issue under the sun. And I think this is a way for people, leftists and others, centrists, independents, to understand if the president can be blackmailed, that is a constitutional crisis. And we're still in a major constitutional crisis over this question of Obama's qualifications.
But going back, the reason you mentioned Kenya and British intel, that was a British holding, a colonial state still at the time that he was born. Any questions or comments for Phil Berg, Webster?
Well, just congratulations. I mean, Phil, after all, was the first person to take this to the U.S. Supreme Court. We were there. I was happy to be an eyewitness, a supporter on August 21st, 2008, when Phil went to the Supreme Court here in Washington. It was before the Democratic National Convention, raising these issues. And they always did it. He was always rejected on standing. And I would urge anybody in Congress who has a committee could issue a subpoena simply demanding to see more, the State Department file and some of these other things.
Because if they fake this, then they would try to, they were smart, fake it in the files themselves. We need to have those files seized by Congress to really root out what's happening. Phil Berg has raced all over the country for 2.5 years trying to get to the bottom of this. And I think, Phil, you said it best. Why would they spend $2 million, closing comments, why would they spend money blocking you instead of just releasing this thing?
That's right. I mean, why spend the money? Why fight every lawsuit? Just released this 2.5 years ago when I first started, because there's more behind this. Like I stated, even if he was born in Hawaii, he loses his status when he's adopted in Indonesia. And that's the key we have to look at. We have to look carefully at this birth certificate. I don't think anyone had a race of African back in 1961. There's just so many issues here, and Obama comes out laughing today. It's a joke. It's not a joke. You know, the document they had, they might have changed the law in Hawaii, but that long form, the short form, certification of live birth would not have gotten your child registered for Little League and would not have gotten you a passport. I think they recently changed that. So there's a lot more that we have to.
All right. ObamaCrimes.com, Tarpley.net, Infowars.com. Phil, I know you're getting on a plane soon to go out to California with one of your latest lawsuits dealing with this. We'll talk to you later this afternoon, figure out a time for you to come on by yourself later in the week. Tarpley in studio. Coming up on Friday. Thank you both, gentlemen. We'll be right back with the second hour. Your phone calls and a ton of other news on the plunging dollar.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.